Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Deeper Waters podcast. I'm Andrea, and I'm joined today by Brandon.
What's up, guys?
And today we have Caleb Messer with us.
Hey, everyone.
We're super excited to have him here on staff now. He is like here. So his stuff may not all be, but he is here, which we're excited about. So again, this podcast is sponsored by the Christ Community Cafe. So first person who goes there and says the word cornerstone to whoever's working gets a free small drink. So be sure to go and do that after you listen. Again, anytime that the cafe is open on a Sunday night, Wednesday night, during the week, weekend, whatever. It's also uploaded every Wednesday. So find it wherever you like to listen to your podcasts, or if you like to watch us, check us out on YouTube. Couple of other announcements. We have Hangout tonight. If you're listening to this the day it comes out, we also have Hangouts next week as well on the 6th. And then Impact, again, this Sunday night is a normal Sunday night. The following Sunday, we have a special night where we'll be doing some service projects in your life group. So be thinking about what kind of service project you want to do in your group together. And then finally, next conference is coming up on March 2nd. Brandon, do you want to talk a little bit more about what that is?
Yeah, March 2nd. So this Saturday, if you're listening before this weekend, it's just a great opportunity for you to learn, you to grow. What does it look like for you to be a leader in the context that you're in? They have tracks for high school, tracks for leading kid ministry, leading youth ministry. Like, what does it look like to lead as a woman? And if you're a Spanish speaker, they also have a Spanish seminar.
Amazing.
So check. Yeah, there's a lot of cool options, and it's really cheap for you high schoolers. It's $15, and that includes lunch. So
from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, so which you're almost spending $15 at Chick-fil-A anyways. Might as well just learn while you're at it.
There you go.
So really good, cheap, like quality for the price conference this coming Saturday. So check it out.
Awesome. Cool. And you want to talk a little bit about our song of the week that we're listening to?
I would love to, but since Caleb's here, I was wondering.
All right.
Yeah, so I first heard this song. The song's Walk With You by SEU Worship. I first heard this song at my last church. We did an event, and we played it, and I was like, oh my gosh, this song is so, so good. And they were doing it for their students and for their young adult ministry, and just the words of the song just resonated with me so much. It's such a great example of like what it looks like to not only just, you know, do everyday life with the Lord, but like how to pursue it and like what that looks like the benefit of it and how good the Lord is through every circumstance of life. Talking about like in the morning, like when I'm waking up, like you greet me, and it's just harking back to that verse of like each new morning, your mercies are new. Like just such good lyrical content about the Lord's love for us and what it means to walk with him through that. So it's good stuff.
Yeah, it was a really good song. We loved introducing it at winter camp. Just a really fitting for our theme as we continue to talk about what it looks like to pursue God. So Brandon kicked off a new series this weekend at Impact, Cornerstone, and talked about how Jesus is the cornerstone. And so diving into this conversation, what was the moment in your life when you realized that you needed Jesus as the foundation of your life?
Want me to start?
Yeah, go for it.
So there's a couple of things that stand out to me, a couple of times in my life that really stand out. One was, you know, when I first accepted Christ, that was clearly a moment of like, wow, like I need to put my life on this foundation of Jesus. And I was pretty young. I was probably around 10 or 11 years old when that happened. But, you know, as time goes on and as I got older, you know, I really drifted away from that. I really got away from what God was doing and what he was calling me to. And I full on ran from it. I mean, and so I remember there was a defining moment for me that, you know, was one of those like, wow, what am I doing? Like moments. Like I looked in the mirror and didn't recognize who was looking back at me. Funny enough, it was in prep for a winter camp. So at the time, my friend Josh was the middle school pastor here. And he had asked if I would go play. He's like, hey, man, like, I'll pay you to come in and play. Like, I'd love to have you play guitar and join the band. I was like, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, for me, it was just a favor to an old friend. I didn't realize what God was going to do through that. Mm-hmm. So listening to these songs, and it just, God was just using those to just break through whatever defenses I had built up around my heart. God was just pushing through them. Mm-hmm. And I remember just having that moment of like, wow, what am I doing? Like, where am I going? What is this all about? And right then and there, I was like, you know what? Like, we're going to make a shift. We're going to change today and get back to what the Lord has called me to be. And I'm going to put my life back on the foundation that is Jesus and build a house on that foundation instead of such shaky ground. You know, relying on myself for everything, relying on friends and trying to fill that void with other things that were not healthy at all. That's probably the defining moment where it was like very clear, all right, here is a stark shift from where we were before.
For sure. Yeah. Absolutely. How about you, Brandon?
Yeah, I had a moment in high school, and I've shared this last year, if you remember the series. It was when we were talking about sex and dating and stuff, and I had dated this girl and we had poor life decisions, as one might say. And like out of that, I remember, like, I grew up in church, like pastor's kid, like, but knew, like, head knowledge knew what I was supposed to know about Jesus, but that relationship with him wasn't the most authentic, right? It was just kind of like, yeah, I can answer all the questions because I went to Sunday school, like, and all these things. But the understanding of grace, and it wasn't until, like, I had this moment of, like, oh, I'm, like, this terrible sinner, and I'm in such great need of a Savior. And that's where God met me where I was at, and was like, hey, I have this great thing called grace and this love for you that you can never understand. And that was the first time where, like, I truly understood that. And from there, it was, like, this shift of everything. Like, Jesus is the first thing, and then everything else can be built on that instead of I'm the first thing and Jesus will fit in there somewhere. So that was it for me.
Yeah. I think about when I feel like there's a couple of different things in my life or moments. One of the bigger ones was when I was in college and I was studying abroad, and like, my last semester of college. Like, I was at that point where I'm like, okay, like, now what? Like, I had gone into college thinking I had a very clear path, but, like, so much had shifted that none of that was still true. Like, I had no idea what I was going to do next, and just felt like there was this silence from the Lord, and like had been struggling with that for quite a while throughout college. But like in this moment, like I still very distinctly remember it. We're in Ireland, like hiking on the coast, like just this beautiful, like having a conversation with a friend and like just this realization of like in that moment, like God was like I'm not silent. Like I'm here in the silence and like, you want me to talk, but yet you're not listening for me. And so, like, you're seeking to find this contentment, this fulfillment in your career choice, in what, like, where you're gonna go after graduation, like, all of these things. Like, I was trying to be fulfilled and content, knowing kind of this plan, but, like, wasn't resting in Christ through those decisions. And so in that moment, just again, like, all right, Lord, like, whatever you have for me, like, you know, I want to be grounded and like have you as my foundation. Like, and again, like you said, Brandon, I'll build off of from there, like, but this has to be my start. And so that kind of felt like a very fresh and new, like, starting over point of like, you are the cornerstone, and like we'll build out from there. So that was a big moment in my life. And I think after these big moments that we all have, like things start to change in our lives. So what did you see happen in your life after those defining moments where you started to see shift or change happen?
I think before, you know, that defining moment in my life, I won't say this happened when I was younger, because I probably didn't. Mm-hmm. But when I was older and the Lord just broke through, I think one of the things that happened was the path ahead of me became much more clear. Mm-hmm. I stopped putting so much stock and faith in what other people were trying to tell me.
Yeah.
And I started focusing on where the Lord was leading me and what mm-hmm. he was leading me to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a great example of this was before... before, you know, I really started putting like stock in where the Lord was leading me.
Yeah.
Like if you had asked me if I wanted to be in ministry, I would have said, no, mm-hmm. absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Like my answer was, I will never do that.
Yeah.
And, afterwards that started to shift, and that answer slowly turned into a yes. And then to a yes that was constantly on the table. Like, Lord, lead me anywhere. I don't care. I don't care where it goes. I don't care what you want me to do. I don't care how much I make. I don't care what it is. Like, I will do this thing that you've called me to do. I will use my gifting to bring you glory and to lead others towards you. Like, that is a clear calling on my life. Before that moment, it was nothing but resistance from me on what he was trying to do through me.
Yeah.
So that was a huge change. I mean, a polar opposite of what I was before. And that's only through the grace of the Lord and what he's done in my life and what he's led me towards, and having that trust. But, you know, if you're going to place your trust in something, it better be solid.
Mm-hmm,
and,
for sure.
You know, that is what the Lord is. He's a solid promise keeper. He's faithful. He's true. And... you know, we sing that song, Firm Foundation, and I think about that a lot. You know, Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand, which is straight from Scripture. But when we're talking and singing those words, you know, I think back on moments in my life that I wasn't doing that, and where I had not put my faith in Jesus. You know, that song is such a good reminder for me that he won't fail. He hasn't yet. He won't yet. Like, he never will.
Mm-hmm.
So that moment changed everything for me.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as the path that my life was on, everything changed.
Cool.
And I like the path that you were on, right? And because, like, mine, it was a night and day, like, mental, like, knowing and understanding of what it meant to follow Jesus and have him as my firm foundation. But, like, I think my heart still, like, had to grow over time of, like, what does this actually look like?
Yeah.
And the first thing, like, for me, it was joy. Like, the joy I got experience of just, like, being in church, being with him, being in his presence, being with other believers. And from there came, you know, the desire to want to spend time in the Word, desire to pray, desire to Sabbath and have days with just him. And so... yeah, like, that grew over time, but it kind of started with that mental understanding of what am I choosing to do, and then it's an adventure. It's not just like, you're going to make this decision for Jesus to be your cornerstone and foundation, and then all of a sudden, you're reading, like, 10 chapters a day, and you're doing crazy things with commentaries and all this different stuff, writing exegetical papers and stuff like that. Like, it's such a process, and... and so, yeah, like, understanding, and for me, it was joy. For you, it was clarity and direction, and it's different for everybody. Mm-hmm. So there's not a clear cut, but the consistent thing throughout it is that Jesus is the number one priority.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus is the number priority, and then he will reveal and change your heart, when we're prioritizing time with him.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think like my thing in it was like I found such contentment in him because again, like I was shocking to no one, like I'm such a planner. And that included like, you know, like this is what I'm going to do. Like going into college, I was like, okay, like this is what I'm going to do my first year. And then second year, I'm going to be involved in this and I'm going to do this. And like third year, like I had it like planned. I had it figured out. And like, that's not how the Lord works, like, you know, and his plan is so much better than my plan. Like, I think about that all the time of like, if I would have had it my way, like, I don't even want to know, like, know where I would have ended up. But I think like finding contentment in him, and especially, which is so hard, and I like struggle with this daily, but like finding contentment in waiting on him and his plans, it's something that like, I have to choose to do every day. Like there are things in my life that I was like, yeah, I wouldn't choose for it to be this way, but this is where the Lord has me. And like, I'm going to find contentment even in my situation now. And so that was something that like, I always had something that I could have complained about or wished was different in my life. And now I just like, yeah, like, are there things I wish were different? Sure. But at the same time, like, I find such contentment in what the Lord is doing in my life now that, like, that shift has been huge for me. So
that's such a good point. Like, being content where the Lord has you, like, understanding that he's leading you towards something is a huge thing. Like, in this process of us moving, one of the things that I had kind of explained to my last church and to coming here to some folks who were in conversations with me about coming here, I said, I'm in the middle of this battle between contentedness and settlement. And settlement for me, what I meant by that was the settlement is saying, all right, well, you know, the Lord brought me here, but you know what? I like it here. I like where I'm at. I like what my life is. Whether or not there's room for me to move or grow in what he's called me to do, I'm going to stay even if that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Versus contentedness where the Lord has you somewhere and life is fine the way it is, but you know that he's growing you. You know he's calling you to something greater. You just don't know what that looks like yet.
Yeah.
You're trusting in his plan to get you there, but you know where you are is right where he wants you versus where you want to be. And that's such a huge thing to have.
Yeah.
An understanding of, just because you have put your life on the foundation that is Christ doesn't mean that all is revealed. Like,
yes,
you have to trust in him. You have to trust his plan for your life. You know, that is part of putting your foundation on him. It's relying on his plan. It's relying on him to hold you through that, versus, you know, putting yourself on the scaffolding of your own plan, which is not solid. It's not sound. So that's such a good point.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah. And I think, too, so we often, like, when it comes to, like, envisioning these plans and being content, like, we want to know the, like, 5-year, 10-year, 15-year. We want to know, like, the whole, like, okay, Lord, just show me, like, all of the pieces and then, like, and then I'll be content because I know you'll fulfill this desire of mine eventually, or eventually I'll end up here. But it's, like, more often than not, I feel like it's, like, all right, here's your next step. Here's one step. Like, he might, you know, show us a few steps sometimes here and there, but very rarely I feel like do I hear of situations where people are like, yep, like, this is exactly what I'm going to be doing, like, and where I'll be at for, like, forever of my life, you know? And so just, again,
and it's not to say that God wouldn't do that, right?
Absolutely.
Because he does that all the time. But that's what we're talking about. That's contentedness.
Yep.
That's being content with where the Lord has you.
Yep.
And why he has you there versus choosing to stay regardless of what he's calling you to.
Yep.
Like that's the difference. And I think having an understanding of that does take that decision to make your life built on the foundation that's Jesus. If you don't do that, the path forward will not be clear. You won't get that, like, little piece of information, Lord saying, hey, come this way, come a little closer this way. I can tell you, even just the journey here, we had no idea. This was not on our radar 5 months ago. Like, let that sink in. Like, we lived in Ohio. we were not planning to come here at all.
Yeah.
And it was just through the Lord leading people and those people that he's placed in my life over the years, you know, and those conversations, the still open lines of conversation that have never stopped.
Yeah.
You know, listening to those people and being open to what God's doing is a huge piece of that. Like, yes, just being open to what he has ahead of you is a huge piece of that. But that does require placing your yes on the table and saying, all right, Lord, like, here's my yes. Do with that what you want.
Yeah.
Whether you want me to stay where I am, like, I trust your plan for that. If you want me to stay where I am, then you'll make that known to me. Yep. But if you're calling me somewhere else, that will slowly but surely be revealed. In my case, it happened to be rapidly, just about every time. You know, every time I've truly put my yes on the table, it's been fast and like crazy fast. So, you know, like, and he's so good through all of that. Like, everything, everything falls into place as it should. And you can't explain it, but little by little, you start to see what he's been doing. Mm-hmm. And when you look back, that's when it becomes very clear what the Lord's been doing the whole time.
Yeah.
You don't get the picture until you've arrived.
For sure. Absolutely.
Well, that's the trick.
I think, too, that, like, being able to look back, and, like, I think this is why, like, intergenerational, like, faith is so important of, like, you know, we want to place life group leaders that aren't your parents, like, in your life group so that you have other, like, wise, like, people who can help you because who have walked this journey or maybe, you know, a few steps or way down the path from you in that, like, I feel like one of the biggest ways that I can remember and, like, be reminded of Jesus as a cornerstone is, like, by looking back and seeing how, again, like, we know he doesn't change. Like, we know he is always the same. And so when we look back and see, like, how he has been faithful, how he has been firm and unshaking, and, like, we know we can trust in him is, like, by how I've seen him do it in my past, but also in, like, again, those people who are years ahead of me, like, I'm able to see in them. So what are some other ways, you know, that you guys find really helpful to be reminders as we're walking this journey? Because some days it's really easy to remember that he's our cornerstone. Some days it's harder. And so what do you find are good reminders of just, again, bringing to mind, like, yep, he's the firm one that we place our trust in?
You know, I mean, obviously the cliche answer is reading God's word, right?
Yeah.
But I'll go a step further. I think sometimes that the Lord places people in your life, just as you're talking about those life group leaders.
Yeah.
The Lord places people in your life to remind you that you're on the right track. And sometimes they'll say something that you thought in secret, like in that secret place with the Lord, right? Like, I'm going to find my secret place with God and not reveal that to anybody. That's between me and the Lord. And sometimes the Lord will say that thing through somebody else. And that's that, like, earth shattering, like, whoa, okay, like,
I didn't say that out loud, did I?
did we talk about this? And, like, just having those mentors and people in your life, I mean, this is discipleship, right? And this is, I have a lot of, like, Paul and Silas relationships in my life, right? Where, you know, we're not necessarily, like, looking at each other as teachers of one another, but we are teaching each other. Like, walking side by side with Christ, you know, and we're teaching others. That's the position that the Lord has placed us in later on in our 30s. And as we grow older, the Lord's taken us out of that relying on other mentors to and looking to people to being looked towards. And that's a weird spot to find yourself. But when you find yourself there, you need those people in your life who you can still lean on. And those people who you can still look to as a mentor.
Yeah.
You know, and I have a lot of those people. I've been purposeful in placing those people around me and relying on them and calling them and having them call me when they need something, you know. But what the Lord has done through that and what he's revealed to me through that is, A, he's always listening, always attentive, but he wants to talk to you. And he wants to use people in your life to affirm the path he's called you to, path he's called you towards. That's been so clear for me. I have some dear friends in my life who will call me out of the blue and we'll talk for over an hour. Mm. But it's almost always about what the Lord has brought us from and what he's bringing us to. And just that mutual, you know, encouragement of one another, hearing what they're doing in ministry, sharing what I'm doing in ministry and what the Lord's calling us towards together. It's two very different paths, very different paths.
Yeah.
But those people in my life, sharing that information with each other just affirms, like, you know, when the Lord places you on a path, like, he's going to put people in your life that confirm that calling. If you accept that call, like, if you accept that calling in your life, the Lord will place people in your life to affirm that calling, which has been huge. It's been a huge encouragement for me. It's been a great reminder of how faithful the Lord is, and building that support structure around me.
Yeah.
Like, it's been crucial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, as we wrap up every episode this season, we end with asking our guests, what is your next step in whatever God is doing in your life? So is there a next step that you feel like God is drawing you towards, that he's pushing you towards, as you work on and continue to pursue him?
I guess that's a tricky one, you know, like, there's so many of those, again, those cliche answers you can say, like, I want to spend more time with the Lord. I want to wake up earlier. Like, these are all things. One of the things that I have really been, it's really been on my heart. I am not a reader. So like, I hate reading books. I'm horrible at finishing them. I love starting them. I have a lot of books that I've started. And
I can't not finish something once I started.
Way more books that I have not finished, right? For me, one of the things that is on my like, really deep desires list to help myself improve and walk closely, more closely with the Lord, is to read books that that are informative on what I do as a worship pastor, as a worship director, whatever you want to call it, as a worship person. Like, I want to learn how to do that better. I want to learn how to lead others better. I want to learn what it looks like to walk more closely with Jesus. Like, these are things that you can get from scripture, but sometimes it is helpful to read the wisdom that others have learned, and to see their insight into scripture as well.
Yeah.
That's the thing that, like, that's what books teach me, is like, wow, look at this insight that this person had that I never would have gotten from that. Like,
absolutely.
So that's on my list of things to do better.
Yeah.
Finish books.
Finish books. I love it. Nice. How about you, Brandon? Do you have anything after coming back from winter camp, next step that you're thinking about?
Yeah. I love the verse from 2 Timothy 1:7. Like, we've not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. And it's like, I have a really, like, an easier time believing, like, yeah, we have a spirit of power and love and then self-control. And since we're real quiet. And so for me, I think to grow in that area of, especially with just what's, you know, my plate is pretty full. So with school, with house stuff, with work. So just, like, having the discipline of, you know, maybe some evenings where I'd rather watch a TV show or whatever, I'd be like, no, probably should actually read or something important. So,
I think for me, the Lord, I've already seen him starting to work in this area, but just increasing my empathy in different areas towards different people. And again, just really seeing others as he would see them. Like, and so just trying to be more in tune with that. Again, last year I spent the whole year reading over the Gospels over and over and over and over again. So I spent a lot of time, like, with Jesus and, like, his life last year. And so now it's like, okay, what am I going to do with that? Like, and so I feel like I'm starting to really, really take seriously, okay, like, if I'm going to walk with Jesus and, like, be like him, then I need to, like, my actions need to change. Like, it can't just be like, yeah, this is what I know I'm supposed to do. But again, like, looking at how Jesus loved people and working on loving others the way he did. So that's my next step that I've been working on. But we're going to wrap it up today. We're glad that you guys joined us for another week. We're really excited for this series and where it's going to go. If you guys have questions about something we talked about here or just anything in general, as you know, you can always reach out to us. We'd love to talk with you. We love you guys. We care about you. And with all that being said, we say to you, go and be more like Jesus.